Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with a decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. My guest is not called in yet. However, we have some things to tell you. Yes. Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We've got specials for first-time clients, and that includes those who had who got the free three. You're eligible to get one purchase, special purchase, 10 minutes for $10. We have that. I just sent out about 500 emails yesterday, so hopefully we'll get something from that. Also, mysticlivingtoday.com. Well, I'm about, I've sent out quite a few reminders already for their submissions to all my authors and publicists, and I got a ton coming in. But if you're interested, you can also, you know, send me something at StarsCast at mysticlivingtoday.com. I got too many stars in there. Anyways, it can be poetry, an excerpt, an article, and I, you know, I put mostly anything in there. I mean, of good taste, of course, and I need an image with it. The magazine, oh, goodness, I started it back in 1999, so it's come a long way. It's lots of changes, and I'm sure you'd be happy with it if you just go take a peek and look at it and write some comments about the articles and et cetera that's there. Some people have been writing for me, at least 10 years, maybe longer. I don't know, maybe longer. But anyways, I see Candy's in our chat. You could also go in there and visit her. She's always there. If it's an early show, she is, and usually she is anyways. And Candy does all the marketing and all the promotion, and she does the Instagram, and she does the, what else do you do, Candy? Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of good stuff. All the social media is usually done by Candy. I also do some stuff on Instagram, and, you know, it's kind of nice to sit back and let those who know what they're doing, not that I don't know what I'm doing, but sometimes on Instagram I'll post pictures of my deer and all that kind of stuff. So, well, we're waiting for my guest to come. If you'd like to call in, and I'm not even going to say her name because I don't know if she something's holding her up. And, you know, these things happen in the world. I mean, there's little glitches that go on, and somebody's like someplace and says, oh, my gosh, I have an interview today, and they totally forget or whatever. But anyways, you can call in. You can talk to me. Guest call in is 347-838-9736. You can do that, and I would be happy to talk to you about things while we're chatting here. Like Candy just said, teamwork wins. Teamwork wins when we work it out. When we work it, yes, absolutely. So it's an ugly day to hear here in South Carolina. I don't really know. The weather's going to change. It hasn't been cold at all. I'm still feeding my deer. Oh, yes, indeed. Have to keep doing that. And I have two little squirrels now. I give them special food during the day. And I have this little plastic dish. And, you know, I don't know if it's a he or she, but they tip it over and make sure they get everything that's in there. I'm going to quickly write to her publicist and find out if we have something going on here. I don't know. I don't see anything from her. So I guess we'll just have to wait a little bit. Let's see. I'm going to go back to talk to Candy, see what Candy has to say. Yeah, okay. All right. So I guess I could tell you who she is. Her name is Lynn Andrews, and she's written, oh gosh, 20 books. Can you imagine? 20. I want to ask her how she started writing her first book and what made her think she could put out all these books. I mean, it's amazing. It's just totally amazing. And we will wait till about quarter after, 20 after, something like that, to see if she finally comes in, which I'm hoping she does, because I figured it would be, yes, we can play a song. So I think we're going to do that. Hold on. Hold on. What can we play here? Let's play something until she comes in. All right. I'm holding on here. Let me look. Let me look. Let me look. I got lots of stuff in here. Yeah, most of them are topics, not music. I have Inanya by Kalyani. I have her music. Her music is really pretty. Let's see. We could do that. We always play Free to Love at the end. Let's see. Candy, you got any ideas? How about that one from that girl? Yes. Oh, yes. She wants me to play. Okay. We're going to play from... let me find it. Her name is Kalyani, and she does beautiful music. And this is called Tears for Inanya. And we'll see. We'll just wait here and listen to some beautiful music and get us, you know, set the mood. And I'll be right back. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to play something else here because I'm waiting to hear from her publicist. But I've got another one of Kaliani. Hold on. I got to find it. We have to scroll down. There's so many. You can't imagine what's in this list here. And I know I have another one from her. It was Tears for Inyanya. Namu's Invocation. This is another really good one. Listen to this. This is by the same lady, Kaliani. I'm going to wait just a few more minutes because I haven't heard from her publicist yet, and we got a confirmation. So I don't really know. But like I said, things happen. You know, we can't all worry about stuff like this. And you know, I hope she's okay. You know, I got a notice. Lynn is confirmed. Well, we know that. And I guess she got the number. So I don't know. But anyways, thank you, Candy. You did a lot of hard work for her. And we'll just reschedule if, you know, she doesn't show up, because I know this is not like her. So we'll call this in a few minutes, I think. Candy, got any other ideas? Oh, tell us about Muji. Okay, that's a good idea. Muji, stars Muji. Well, Muji is a Maine Coon. He is 12 years old, and he is the boss of this household. He really, really is. He's got a big M on his forehead, and I had a girlfriend say to me, that means it's M for monster. So not all Maine Coons are monsters, but the M there, that was her joke, and she says, that means he's a monster. Well, he is the boss. You don't take your shoes off. You don't stay too long at my house, and don't sit down because you're not staying. Because this is my house, he says, and this is my mom. And he's a strange kind of cat, though, you know. He follows me. Now, like right now, he's sleeping in a basket above the refrigerator. And he really, really, that's his place, you know. And every couple of days, I change the nice blanket that I have in there for him. And, but he, no matter where I go, I'll look, and there he is. I mean, he doesn't stay away from me very long. And Maine Coons are like that. A lot of cats are like that. I mean, you know, I don't know about females, although I have had a female cat. But this cat, now, of course, he's a male, and he is my cat, and I belong to him. So far be it for somebody else to come into my life. I don't know what he would do. I really don't. But he's a sweet boy, you know. He's really easy to train. Yeah. He's just, you call him. And when I got to tell you, when I'm gone for a few hours, right, and I come in and I'll call his name, Muji, where are you? He comes flying out. I mean, flying out. Like, oh, she's here. You know, I'm mom to him. That's it. You know, a lot of cats are, you know, you heard about cats being very independent and they don't bother with their owners. Oh, not this one. Mm-mm. Nope, I belong to him. He still, on occasion, hisses at my son. But lately, he's at least coming out and letting my, and you know, I told my son, don't point your fingers at him. Hold out your hand. That's usually what you do with a cat. Don't, because your cat's going to probably try to bite you because they figure you're going to try to do something to them. And lately, he's been letting my son actually get close to him. So this is a bonus. He still hisses at my granddaughter. Anybody else he hisses at. Or he just stays hidden away and you don't even know that I have a cat. It's really, really strange. Let's see if Candy's got some other ideas. Anyways, I'll have to post some more pictures of him on Instagram. And my Instagram, of course, is Stars Psychics. That's S-T-A-R-Z, like in zebra, Psychics, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C-S. And I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. I've got lots of pages on Facebook, and Candy can attest to that because she handles them all. She does all of them. Let's see what else. Oh, and I'm on Tumblr. I'm on that one, too. Pinterest, I'm there. I've got a lot of people saving the pins that I posted a long time ago, and it's kind of nice. I think I have close to 900 followers, so that's not too shabby, you know, and I just really started looking at it. Oh, yes, Stars Emporium. She's got some good ideas. She should be talking. Anyways, we have the Emporium. It is there. Oh, she's ill. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Okay. No, don't let her come on if she's ill. No, we don't want that. She says she's ill. I just got through to her. Yes. Okay, no worries. We'll reschedule her. So it's good to know she was ill, and I got some apologies, not from her, but from her publicist. Like I said, you know, when these things are set up, I mean, anything can happen. You can wake up and have a migraine. You can, it's just so much. But anyways, let's tell you about the Emporium. In the advisors section, and I don't even know why we don't have it showing anymore. Well, the Emporium, let me look to home, gets hidden away sometimes. But in everybody's, profile, you can access the up at the top. It says shop. Okay, you'll see up there shop. at the top of starpsychics.com. Go there, and you'll see all kinds of items. And they're based according to price, and there's all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, just all kinds. I will be offering my charm readings in there. I just have to set it up. I just feel busy. Like right now is Mystic Living Today and all these things that I'm doing and getting onto all these classified ads. And, you know, it's a tough time in the world, but I do want to tell everybody to be safe and just love everyone. You know, don't, you know, there shouldn't be any hate in the world. And I have my thoughts on things that are going on, but it's very upsetting, I know, to everybody. Everybody sees all of this. And it's not good, you know. It really, really isn't a good thing. But something will happen, and it will change it all, because it's not going to go on too long. That's what I'm thinking, because it's going to be stopped. But anyways, love everybody. You live in the United States of America, wherever you live. It's got to be better than where these people who lost all their homes are. So every day, and this is what I do, say, thank you, God, another good day for me. That's what I say. Thank you. And that's what you should be doing. It's, of course, you have to believe. I mean, you really have to believe. And everybody knows I believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. So with that, yes, Candy told me each reader has a link to their own shop in their profile pages. So you click on their name, and you'll go to their account, and it's all there. And I'm going to work on my charm readings. I have a picture and everything for it. I just have to put it together, you know, what it is and what I'll do. And it will be very inexpensive. I mean, it's not, you know, not like a reading online. This will be something via email, okay? So with that, we're going to close the show with a happy dance here from our wonderful Gabby Ray. You know she's wonderful. And Candy introduced us. So here we go. Let me see. Now I gotta find her. Free to Love. That's what it's called by Gabby Ray. Here you go. And I will see you next week. And I've got somebody from Japan. His name is Yoshi. And we will reschedule Lynn Andrews. No worries on that one. But the show will be at 8 p.m. next week. So here you go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
next week. It'll be an 8 p.m. show, and we have somebody from Japan, and he's dying to talk to me. I don't know why. But anyways, have a great week. Be safe. Be well. And just love everybody, you know, and believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.